Good evening, Abosai. Good evening, good evening. Nice to be back. I got a lot of Baruch Hashem. It's beautiful to see. I got a huge amount of text messages and phone calls over the last 24 hours with regards to the statement that I made of the what I mentioned with regards to bathrooms and toilets washing. So I got Baruch Hashem. It's beautiful to see that people are Baruch Hashem. Protesting. Okay, so the truth is, the truth is as follows: that it's true. The consensus of the poskim is that a toilet, a bathroom, is a shtickle problem. Most poskim agree that it is considered. Modern toilets are a problem. They will require washing hands. Consequently, you won't be able to wash hands in the bathroom, in the toilet. This is the consensus of the poskim. I did see one achen who is mitzadet lehokel. The truth is as follows. The question, just to get that in full context, as follows. There's a gemara that speaks about the base kisei parsoi. What that means is, to be very precise, is that it's a base kisei. It's a base kisei. It was a house in which they used as a bathroom, as a toilet, but there was quite a distance, and there was a hole, quite a big hole, and that was more than 4 tefachim, was quite low. Therefore, the post and beis kisei parsoi may not have a halacha. The Gemara speaks about the beis kisei parsoi, called beis kisei parsoi. And because there's quite a distance, and it's not, the actual house is not, so it's quite a distance where it goes, so therefore, there is a tzad, the Gemara is making a considered, it's not considered a beis kisei. Therefore, you wouldn't actually have to wash hands. So the poskim ask, are modern toilets similar to beis kisei parsoi, yes or no? So at first glance, both Dainweiss and the Chazon Ish and many poskim say that, you know, at first glance, it's quite similar. What do you think, Rabbi Yisrael? Is that true? Better even. Yeah. Why is that?
It removed its soya from the house altogether.
It's removed altogether. As opposed to just the distance, it's removed altogether. The pipe system, sewage, it goes out of the house completely. Right. So the poskim who are mekel, and it's not that many, the poskim who are mekel say that it's the same than a beis kisei parsoi, and therefore you wouldn't have to wash hands. Actually, after entering a bathroom, you wouldn't have to wash, after entering a toilet, you wouldn't have to wash hands because it hasn't got a loch of beis hakisei. That is what the Chazon Ish says, maybe. Chazon Ish says maybe it's the beis kisei parsoi. Dan Weiss also says, Mechsitz Chokhelik Aleph, it says maybe it's the same. There is, however, a very strong argument against it. What do you think, Rabbi? Is it really the same? What do you think?
If you cover it, you put the cover down.
It's a good point. It's a good point about covering it. The poskim don't take that into consideration at all. They don't say that's considered a good enough mechitza. Interestingly, they think about what about if you've got mechitza? What about Tzuras HaPesach? Some Achanims ask about Tzuras HaPesach. But just to cover it up, that's not sufficient. The poskim say that there's a very, very big difference. They say that with regards to Beis HaKisei, it never was, the Tzoya was never really in the Beis Kisei Parsoi. It was never really there. It went straight away and it fell and it went out of the premises, out of the room, out of the Beis Kisei. As opposed to our modern, they are flushed away, but that's an external factor. It's there and then eventually flush it away. So they say that it's not really the same. And it could be that just because it's eventually flushed away, that doesn't really make so much of a difference. And that, because of that svara that I just mentioned now, because of that svara, all achronim say that, you know what? You can't really say that it's the same. You certainly can't say that it's the same than a beis kisei parsoi. You certainly can't say that it's the same. And therefore, many achronim want to say that there is a strong svara to say that it has a din of a beis kisei, even modern toilets, and you'd have to be machmir. Again, this is what many poskim agree. It's maybe an overstatement to say that all poskim agree, it's overstatement, but I think it's true to say that it's the consensus of the poskim, but one should know at the same time that there are mekilim. There are mekilim, that it's Tzvi and some of the early post-war poskim are some which are mekil. So one should know that if somebody, you know, there is yesh al milismach, somebody is mekil, yesh al milismach, there are mekilim. Right, that's that. Two other Choshva participants were over another point, which was that if we are machmir, that it is considered a toilet, then a bisakise. Maybe what was the svar again? Can you just remind us? Right. The svar was that if we say that it is considered a toilet, so but doesn't necessarily mean, but that's not really true, is it? I'm just thinking now that it's not really true, because you'd have to only by exiting you can. No, that's probably not. The cheshbon doesn't. It's not quite right. Okay. So Rabbeisa, does this add up though? What do you think Rabbeisa about this? Chaznish says the following words. Was it Chaznish who says it? Or Shlomo Zalman? Is it that? It's the kind of thing that if the svara would have been, it's a mechudish tikka svara, and it's a bit hard to pasken based on a svara like that. We know for it might not be the same than a base kizze pasoi, and therefore the many poskim are machmir. Yeah.
What about the tree?
That's exactly what they're talking about. That's exactly what the Maram Atik, one of the early achronim, speaks about. He mamash speaks about this shaila. He mamash speaks about what he calls the ban. The train, and he speaks about it, and here he's got a tzad to be mekel. Yeah, that's good. That could very well be. What do you think? That's probably quite similar to a basically a paso in a train. I don't know exactly what the trains were like. I haven't been a train for a while, but it's yeah. So that's that. There is tzad to be. There's
better than a regular modern toilet.
Because it's never really there, is it? I mean, the way he discusses it, there's a hole and it goes straight out. That's the way he describes it. Right. No. Right, to be covering the tzoyet. The thing is that, right, so that's a good point. That what about covering up? However, with regards to Rachob, right, the water would be considered cover up. So without going into discussion as to whether water would be considered a valid covering up or not, if that would work or not, without going into that discussion, just the fact that you're covering up, that may not be sufficient with regards to Ruach HaKodesh. With regards to tefillin and other areas, you're going to see this is very important and this is very true, but with regards to Ruach HaKodesh, it may not help at all. Yes? Yeah. No. So you definitely don't have to rush. We're going to see halachas soon. We're going to see that if somebody hasn't got water, he can even daven with a wacho on his hands. It's not, yes, once you try, you know, if you can, then ASAP. But if it's not convenient, then so do it on, you know, when you're done. And don't have to do it every 2 minutes. When you're done, then you wash your hands. Yeah, does that make sense, Abbas? I feel that I'm a bit, yeah. So we spoke about Kli, and the maskon of the Mishnah Bura earlier was that, look at Sifkot and Chof Hei. No, actually, it's the Shulchan of Kli itself, is Sif Zayin and Sif Ches, but yeah, but the Kli is not necessary. Yeah.
If you're going to be worried because the Tzoy is there in the room for a short time, then you're going to be possibly in my house, because you've got small children who are eating wheat already. Every time they go to the bathroom, you have to change the nappy.
So the truth is, the poskim will speak about this, but we don't have to be choshed. The answer, we don't have to be choshed. It's a chashash. We don't have to assume. We don't have to go that far and say that might not be. We don't have to make chashashes. It's very different.
I'm changing the nappy. It's here. There's no
chashash. You see, when you have the nap in front of you.
I know that every day in my house, the nappy has changed several times a day.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a vada that there will be in the house.
Yeah.
Just in the bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wouldn't make the house into a base hakise, though.
So why does it make the bathroom into a base hakise?
Because it's a base hakise.
So what's the difference? How does the yichud create a rocha?
Because that's the way it works. The way it works is that a base hakise is a place that it becomes a base hakise because of its constant use as a base hakise. Yeah. Okay. Let us carry on with Seif Chof. Seif Yutes has a moyadigir pshlema zalman. Which is mamash the key to understanding so much about Ruach HaKodesh. Seif Yutes. Hamikis dom meaksifayim. Somebody who does bloodletting. bloodletting maksifayim from his shoulders. V'loy not al yodov, and he didn't wash his hands. We know that bloodletting, not so common nowadays, but in previous generations, it's very common for medical purposes to do bloodletting. V'loy not al yodov, and he didn't wash his hands. Then, mefachet shivayomim. Bloodletting requires also washing hands. If you don't, if somebody fails to wash his hands after bloodletting, mefachet shivayomim, he's going to be scared. He's going to be in fear. He's going to be in phobia, as I think would be called nowadays, for 7 days. We can't explain that, but that is the consequence that Chazal tell us. Hamegaleach, somebody who shaves, v'loy not al yodov, and he didn't wash his hands, mefachet shlosh yomim, the consequence for that will be 3 days. He will be scared, phobias for 3 days. V'arnoitel tziporonov, and somebody who cuts his nails, v'loy not al yodov, and he didn't wash his hands, mefachet yom echad, he will be in fear, in phobia for 1 day. V'yeinu yeda, and he will not know mimah mefachet, he'll just be uncomfortable, scared, and but he won't know what actually causes it. After 1 day, it will wear off. This is the consequence of those actions of bloodletting from the shoulders down, and megalech, shaving, not washing hands, is 3 days, and finally, noitel tziporon of cutting nails is yom echad. There is a very interesting Reb Shlomo Zalman over here. Reb Shlomo, it's not it's interesting. It's not, although the Aditz is somebody who says megalech v'loy not l'rav, may go into that category, but it's not the posh the translation. But the Shlomo Zalman asked the following question. Okay, bloodletting is not very common nowadays, but we do something quite similar nowadays. Not bloodletting, but something which is fairly similar to that.
Blood transfusion.
Not even a transfusion, I'm not even talking about that, even more common than that. A blood test. Taking blood, drawing blood for blood test. Do you need to wash your hands after a blood test, similar to Akosas Dam, similar to bloodletting? Very interesting, Reb Shlomo Zalman. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? We don't? Why not? The nurse doing it. Is that the answer? Because the nurse doing it, you don't. It's only being done on your body, but you don't have to. Yeah.
Is the reason why no bloodletting is because
you probably touch it? No, the actual bloodletting is what caused you to wash hands.
Bloodletting being done by somebody else, the person that has the blood that has to wash their hands.
So right. Right. Interesting question. What about if you're bleeding somewhere, do you have to wash your hands afterwards? So Zayin Reb Shlomo Zalman, a beautiful, such, I think it's the key, such an essential point to understanding so much of the halachas of Ruach Ra. Zayin Reb Shlomo Zalman says as follows. He said, when it comes to Ruach Ra, we have very limited understanding how Ruach Ra works. He says, one thing we know, what Chazal tell us, that require after, like, that cause of Ruach Ra, well, Chazal, exactly the way it is taught by us and given over to us by Chazal, this is what requires. He said that we can't make up, basing on assumptions, additional halachas. Whatever he said, that is what requires washing hands. More than that, you don't have to. He said it. You don't have to. You certainly don't have to. Says the Pshem is Amen. If Akosas Dam requires us to wash hands afterwards, so it's Akosas Dam. That's something which was done for medical purposes. How can you be Mechadish based on that, that if you have a blood transfusion, he even speaks of a blood transfusion, or certainly if you've got a blood test, he said, how can you assume, because it's not the same. That's not what Chazal taught us. If Chazal didn't tell us, you can't make up such a thing. It's not Chazal, that's not what we know from the Gemara. It's very interesting because it's an eye-opener, because it just shows us that we can't try to understand and the underlying principle behind it. We don't. What Chazal tell us, that's what we do. Yesterday we had a few points with regards to Hoylech Ben Amesim. Hoylech ben amesim. So we learned that hoylech ben amesim also makes a ruach ro. And if you're ruach ro, hoylech ben amesim, you're walking between the seas. So yes, hoylech ben amesim, if you're near nifta, or touching a nifta, but so if you're near nifta even, you have to wash your hands. But you can't base on that, just because a question of oil was asked, I'm bringing that again in that context, that you have got, it's not hoylech ben amesim. It's not hoylech ben amesim. There may be halachas of tumah applying, there may be others, but it's not what Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us hoylech ben amesim, Chazal tell us hakazas dom, and more than that, you don't have to be mechadish. Even if the underlying concept, you can't make up more than what Chazal tell us. Does that make sense? Yeah. Right, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that you don't have a mokum to mechadish such a thing. He said that it's your chiddush. It would be. He said that it's you'd be extending beyond what Chazal is teaching us. That the fact that it's shivas yomim, fachet shivas yomim, that teaches us that this hakozas dom is something which is severe. That you need to make sure to wash hands. But to extend that beyond what Chazal is teaching us, mehei chiteis is the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Right. He said that anything that is not mamish, what HaKozas Dam is, literally, he said it's not. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Yeah. Right. Okay, let us carry on. HaRoiche, Seif Chof. HaRoiche Tzponov, V'loi Nigvam Yofei. Somebody who, HaRoiche Tzponov, V'loi Nigvam Yofei. Somebody who washes his face, V'loi Nigvam Yofei, and he doesn't dry his face. He washes his face, but he doesn't dry it. Pon of misbakois, his face will split. He would open. If you don't dry it, don't dry it, the face will misbakois and split. Oy oile ben chin, or you could have boils. But for us, and the refuah for that is lichot habe mei silke. You should wash the face afterwards with a lot of mei silke beet juice, which makes it, which heals it. This is a seif which there's very little, achronim on this, and not much more than I can add to what I just said. Seif Chof Aleph. Tzorich leizoyer. Now, this is the continuation. Tzorich leizoyer betfiloy beachila. One should be, based on what we learned earlier, tzorich leizoyer, one should be very careful when one davens betfiloy beachila, or before one eats. Ein lekamon sim tzadi beis, sivov sim kuf tzadik tal. Shaloi liga. You should not touch whilst you're eating, whilst you're davening. You should ensure to be very careful. Make sure not to touch any area of your body that is normally covered. Based on the halacha we spoke about yesterday, when you're learning, when you're done, whenever, make sure you're not touching any area of your body which is normally covered. Why? As we spoke about yesterday, lefi, since sheyesh sham, there are there on the covered areas, the area of the body which are normally covered, there are the milmulei zeo perish. Milmulei zeo perish. Milmulei zeo means zuhama ke'ein soirim ktanim, particles, small particles of sweat. V'chein, and similarly, shloli chachech roishoy, don't rub the skin on your head. Avol mekoymois hamagulim beroishoy, but the areas of your face which are uncovered, so literally the face, ubefonov ubemokem hamagulish bezroisav ein lehakpid, and similarly areas on your arm which are normally uncovered, there you don't have to be makpid. So this is, to a large extent, the recap of the halach we spoke about yesterday, that the areas which are normally covered, if you touch them, there is milmulei zeo there. We have to assume that there are places there, that there is sweat there. Therefore, you have to wash it off. Does it have to do with ruach ra? No, it's not a ruach ra based halach at all. It's just a very factual, very metziistic fact that it's dirty. The places of the body which are normally covered, they are dirty. You have to, you have to make sure not to touch them. Yeah.
Sometimes we roll our sleeves up. Sometimes we have them down.
Very good. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah about that particular area that you're mentioning, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tzif Kotten Nun Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says Shibes Roisov Ada Perek Hanikra Ellen Boygen. Which is, of course, is all this area over here. There's nothing at all to worry about. And it continues, and the very next few words are very important. And similarly, if you walk bare feet, could be that it's considered bichlam mekoymis amagulim, could be that's considered uncovered areas. Without going into details, because the poskim do speak about details, but the rule is as follows. It's got to do with the society. In an area, in hotter areas, in warmer climates, and warmer parts of the world, the mekoymos hamechusim and the mekoymos hamegulim are defined different than in other parts of the world. In Eretz Yisrael, it's different. In places, it depends where you are, And it depends very much on the societies and on the places. So you can't, it's very much got to do with that. So in places where people tend to walk around in short sleeve, there's a strong argument to say that that's not considered covered areas. It's all got to do with where you are. Yes? Very good, the tefillin. Tefillin question, which was approached, very good. Tefillin is a very interesting question. When you put on tefillin, what about touching the area? So the tefillin is, it's a halacha later, we're going to see mitzvah Hashem, that the ma'asi, even if you're touching an area, because it's, the halacha is you don't have to wash your hands. There are some yidin or machmir, but it's not the halacha. The halacha, you don't have to wash your hands. You don't have to wash after putting on tefillin. You do not. Yeah. Yes, but it's interesting, but it's good point. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to that.
You don't have to say that anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, we say a low plug, though. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's totally fine. Yeah. Yes.
Some places get quite cold in the winter.
Yeah. So the question is, does it make a difference to which time of year? The answer is yes. There could be. It could be. If it's the kind of place that you wouldn't find anyone wearing around like this. So sometimes there is in the winter also warmer days, so it's not so extreme. But so, yeah. But if it's really totally, it could be that it varies a little bit. Okay. Right. Seif Chav Beis. Ein im ein loy mayim. If there is no water at all, if a person has no water, imagine somebody's camping. There's no water. Oh, imagine. The water was shut off. He didn't pay the bills and there's no water. Or they're making some works on the street. The water was, there's no water. Imein lo imayim. What shall he do? You're waking up in the morning. You don't have water. What's the halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, bottom line. Imein lo imayim, there's no water. Yekaneach yodof. You should rub your hands. Bitzroy with a stone. Oy be'ofal with earth. Oy bechol midah de menaki, or with anything which is hard that you can rub your hands with, ve'yevorech al netilas yodoyim, and you can make a bracha al netilas yodoyim. What's that? Sorry, al netilas yodoyim, ve'yoyil letfila, and this will work for tefila, avoloy lehavi ruach hosha lehen. What a beautiful summary at the end of this sermon. Beautiful. We have discussed this a number of times. What's the halacha with regards to the Rosh and the Rashba, if you haven't got water? The halacha is, we're learning that Bet Yavet, yes, lechatchila for Rosh and Rashba, when it comes to the bracha, the main two principles with regards to the simon, yes, you need to wash with your hands with water. But if you haven't got, we're learning now, Mefurash halacha, you can just, and that's fine. Now you're going to say, but what about Ruach Ha? What about Ruach Ha, Rabbi Isai? Ruach Ha, no. Ruach Ha is a different part. Ruach Ha has nothing to do with the kiyas. And Ruach Ha tak is not removed. So what we're learning now over here, can you daven with Ruach Ha on your hands? You can. And that sounds like a bit of a, that's not, I don't think many of us will be comfortable to daven with Ruach Ha, but that's, it's the halacha psukah. We're mentioning that it's fine. You can daven. If you haven't got water, you rub your hands. And you're gonna make a brach on the kiyas yadayim. Some say Mishnebura said that. Some say netilas yadayim. But the Ma'aseh said we pass on the kiyas yadayim. You make a brach on the kiyas yadayim. You've got the Rosh and the Rashba. You've done that. Now you've got Ruach Ha. It's true. You've got Ruach Ha still in your hands. But that doesn't stop you from davening. You can still daven with Ruach Ha. If it has to be, it has to be. You have Ruach Ha on your hands, but you can still daven. Yeah. You wouldn't have to wait. Correct. You wouldn't have to wait. According to that, that's 100% clear and 100% correct. According to Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to wait at all. If you know that they're going to switch on the water again in 2 hours, you do not wait. There are, I think Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's an Indian to wait. I saw the poskim bring Al-Pi Kabbalah, one should wait, but that's certainly not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says you should certainly daven straight away, and whenever you get, of course when you're going to get a hand, you're going to hold of water, you're going to wash with water, but that doesn't stop you from davening. And finally, Sif Chav Gemel, Loi Tikno Letilas Yedayim, Elu Lekriya Shema Veletfila. The Brocha, the Rosh and the Rashba, we call the Rosh and the Rashba, the Takon of Letilas Yedayim, that's only with regards to Kriya Shema Veletfila. Aval Brochas de Shachis, Yochel Evoich Koidem Anetila. But you could daven the Brochas of Shachis without washing Letilas Yedayim. Elohim Kein Yoshna Mitos, unless you slept on your bed, Oroim, without being dressed, shows also lehaske Hashem as Hashem Acheinake Oisam, if you were lying or sleeping without wearing anything which was common in previous generations, then you have to assume that you touched any of your Mekomes HaMechusim, and therefore you won't be able to say any brachas without having washed your hands. But if you were dressed, and there's no reason to assume that you touched any uncovered areas, you'd actually be allowed to make brachas. You're actually allowed to be make brachas without having washed your hands. Yes? Right, so with regards to shorts, that's a good. So the MSA is there is room to say that nowadays short sleeves is not considered. Tell me what you think about that. Short sleeves nowadays, is that
common?
Very common. It's, right. So there is room to say, certainly room to say, certainly argument to say that it's not considered. It's room to argue, certainly, right. So, that's Lemaisa the Halacha. So just to recap what we've discussed tonight, we learned the consequence of not washing hands after Hakazas Dam, after bloodletting, after, shaving, after cutting, nails. A person will be scared for 7, 3, or 1 day. We spoke about Reb Shlomo Zalman Hakazas Dam. It's only very specific, bloodletting. But any other purpose which is similar to that, we can be mechadish anything, and one doesn't have to be machmir. We spoke about that one should be careful about mekomis hamechusim, any areas which are normally covered. One should be careful not to touch, and if a person does touch, he should wash hands. And most importantly, in Tzibchot Beis, we discussed that if a person didn't have water at all, he should still rub his hands, and that would be sufficient with regards to Nikias, that would be sufficient with regards to Rosh and Rashi. You can make a bracha on Nikias Yudayim. Doesn't have to delay davening at all. He can daven without it. Ruach Ho, it's true, he's still there. He should wash as soon as he's got. He can daven without having washed hands with water. He can daven with Ruach Ho on his hands. When he reaches water later on, he should wash his hands then. This is what we covered tonight. We'll count. He can make on Nikias Yudayim, he can make a bracha. Later, when you don't make a bracha on Ruach Ho. You will not make anything. That's right. You will never make a bracha on Ruach Ha. And we'll continue with Simon Hay tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.